Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. And, of course, I hope that you had already been awake for our 6 o'clock show. We start here every Saturday from 6 and then again till 8 and then also from 2 to 3. And today is our recovery show, and, of course, that recovery is anything that you are waking up to in life. And it's really just specializing in crises for couples and families and anything that that you need. We're trying to really kind of reach out to everybody and help them out there. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, that is the number that you can reach us here when we're on air, and we would love to share any of our guests with you or if you have questions or inputs. And also that is what gets you to win all these great gifts that we have, and we love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. That's what it's all about. We've got a lot of new stuff for Valentine's Day, and of course that's one of my favorite times. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also those are lots of places that you can win. Also, our podcast on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, visit our website, kimpaganoshow.com. With that, I do want to tell you a little bit about our guest. Our first guest is Dr. Vincent Pedri. And he is the author of Happy Gut, the cleansing program to help you lose weight, gain energy, and eliminate pain. Also joining us today is Alex Brady, and we're going to be talking about chaos to clarify, getting unstuck, and creating a life you love. All of these things are things that I feel are just empower our life to be better, to be clearer, to be a giver, to be not worrying about our life, really just be in the moment. And those are things that I love. So if there's somebody out there, an author, a business, or somebody that you would love to hear on our show, I'd love to do that for you. So definitely call us when you call in, either that or send me an email. I've gotten lots of emails from you. And again, I just a really big call out to all of our listeners, our old and new, and some of our listeners. Thank you so much for listening for years, 7 years. I mean, for a long, long time. So I thank you so much. Tom, do you want to talk about our giveaways?
We have some great prizes. What better than to go to a restaurant for the month of love of Valentine's month, and we do have Pete's Breakfast House, Midtown Cafe, the Urbane Cafe, the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. How about Freebirds, World Burrito, Veggie Grill, the free kids meal at The Habit. Along with that, the Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill is here with Kim Pagano, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and the Lure Fish House. Along with that, speaking of Valentine's Day and the month, there's some great gifts on the Kim Pagano Show. Give the gift of lingerie from Kate and Lace. Certificates on hand for that. Bring your hubby some sugar. Yes, we all love donuts, rolling pin donuts. And you can also make your wife's day with a complete hair makeover from the one and only hair therapist, Kim Pagano. Plus, we have flowers from Secret Garden, roses, tulips for Valentine's. They can be yours if you're the big winner. How about some comedy? On Valentine's Day, let's make it out to the Movie Co. Theater's presentation of Valentine's Comedy Date Night with your host, Jason Love. All the way through February 14th, the Rubicon Theater is presenting Sea Rock City. Then there's the fun of the Harlem Globetrotters in Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles. Tickets for all of those performances of the Harlem Globetrotters. And finally, Shen Yun, Experience a Divine Culture in Thousand Oaks, Northridge, Santa Barbara, and the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles.
There you go. And, of course, let's start off with some Shen Yun tickets, and we'll do that. Also, let's talk. Give out an arrangement, a flower arrangement from a Secret Garden in Ventura. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and what you're calling about, and one of our team members will get back with you. Again, we're so glad that you are here. And, of course, we are here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. Let's bring our first guest on. Is it Dr. Vincent Padre?
Pedre.
Yes, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
It's great talking to you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you are the author of Happy Gut, and I've been looking through your book, and I love what you've done. Tell us a little bit about, is this your first book?
This is my first, I would say my first official book.
Okay.
I did self-publish a book a couple of years ago that was about natural remedies for the flu.
That's interesting. I'd love to have you back on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really small book. This is really the first time I feel like, you know, this book was like running a marathon, like putting
together. Yeah, I was going to say, you put your heart and your gut in it. Happy gut,
yes.
Right? I love it. Question, okay. One, congratulations, because I think it's a great book. And so tell us, you know, I know that you have, you know, a lot of background. How did you come to study the gut health?
Well, coincidentally, it was under my nose the entire time. And I say that because I grew up with a very sensitive stomach. And when that's part of your life, you kind of dampen down the noise that you're getting from that part of your body, and you just start to think that it's just your normal way of being, and you don't think, well, maybe there's something that's wrong. And I realized as I was getting older, teenage years, I had what would now be called irritable bowel. And it wasn't until medical school I started changing my diet, experimenting with things. Things started to improve, but it was later on when I studied functional medicine that I really got down to the root of what was going on with my gut. And I started working with patients and their gut issues. And as I made people better, they would refer their friends, and their friends would refer their friends. And before I knew it, I'm an internist, so I'm a generalist. I specialize in integrative medicine and also functional medicine. But, you know, I became basically a subspecialist in functional gut issues, bloating, constipation, irritable bowel, but all from the perspective of the holistic measures that we can do for the gut and what diet measures we can do, and trying to stay away from using medication when possible, so different from the Western medicine approach. So that part of my practice grew tremendously, and I guess you could say that I'm not a gastroenterologist, but aside from not doing procedures, I pretty much take care of everything else functionally that happens with the gut. But seeing all these people coming in, and it's, that part of my practice just kept growing and growing. I thought, if there are this many people and they don't seem to know, I think it's so simple what you can do, just a few things you can change in the diet to fix the gut, figure out what foods may be causing your symptoms. And also, I have to mention that there's a lot of things that are interconnected with digestive health, the health of the gut, and the rest of the body. So you can not have symptoms in your gut, but come in and have hives.
Okay, and so that's, I'm so glad that you were going there. So what about autoimmune diseases? Is that something that is affected by your gut?
Oh, it's so linked to the gut, and there's an explosion of research on the linkages between different bacteria, autoimmune diseases. We see bacterial connections with rheumatoid arthritis, with multiple sclerosis. But the theory is that autoimmune disease probably starts initially in the gut as a dysfunction of the immune system. It starts to become overactivated, maybe by eating foods that are inflammatory or by a dysbiosis that was caused by antibiotics that you took for an infection that you had, but you never took probiotics to repopulate your gut with good bacteria, so then maybe you're overgrowing yeast. So yes, the autoimmune disease, actually, they're thinking, has its root in the gut, and then it just spreads through the body. So the fire starts in the gut.
Wow.
And that can happen a decade before you even start to see the autoimmune disease.
So, again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Vincent Pedre. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And we're talking about his book, Happy Gut. Now, you talked about hives, and it's interesting. I had hives for almost a year. They couldn't figure it out. And so if somebody had hives, what would you tell them to do?
So, on a simple measure, you can do blood tests to look at antibody molecule called IgE and see if it's elevated. You can measure histamine. And then you can look at different foods. So you can do a full food allergy panel to see, well, maybe there are certain foods that the person has actually developed antibodies towards. And then if that's the case, then you take all of those foods out of the diet.
So, for example, I had a patient
recently that with hives, and so severe that her entire eyelid and the tissue around the eye would swell up. She looked like she had been in a fight, and sometimes it would be the mouth. And it turned out she was allergic to wheat, to corn, to soy, and to eggs. And she was eating all these things. So we took them out of the diet. Then I put her on a program that is in my book, Happy Gut. So it's a gut healing program to reduce the inflammation in the gut. And it only took a month for her to come back and tell me the hives are almost completely gone. And 2 months later, no hives at all.
Really? Wow. So are the biggest ones that are the problem is the wheat, corn, and soy?
The ones that I highlight in my book are wheat, which is also gluten, dairy, corn, soy, legumes.
What's legumes?
So like peanuts.
Okay.
Peanuts can be problematic for people.
Okay.
And then I also talk about nightshades. There's equivocal research on that, but for people with autoimmune or inflammatory conditions like a joint inflammation, taking out the nightshades. So those are things like peppers, tomatoes, eggplant, the diet.
Okay.
But the mainstay is the first group, and then it's not a food group, but it's kind of ever-present. It's sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar is very inflammatory. Sugar triggers the growth of bad organisms in the gut, but it also causes a lot of inflammation inside the body. So sugar is another big one that we take out. So fruit that is high in sugar, we don't allow during the program. And really looking at sweets and even other things that are refined carbohydrates. So I'm really, what I'm trying to get people to do is take out the inflammatory foods, but then make sure that they're eating all of the anti-inflammatory foods, which are really eating from the earth, you know, a lot of plants.
And what are those? What would you recommend them eat in your book?
So part of my plan is so leafy greens, healthy fats like avocado, they can have butternut squash, nuts, seeds, and I also recommend if you're eating meats to have clean meats, and by that I mean hormone-free, grass-fed, free-range. If it's fish, it's wild-caught, not farmed. So really trying to get to, and when it comes to vegetables, if possible, if your budget allows, organic.
Correct.
If you have budget constraints, then I recommend looking at the Environmental Working Group list of
the dirty dozen. Yep, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can at least budget, okay, which ones are the worst, and that's what I should spend my money on, organic, and the other ones I can just make sure I wash them well, but I don't have to buy organic all the time. And the emphasis is on eating more plant than animal protein.
Got it. Okay. Wow. This is really, really interesting. You know what? I want to, we need to take a really quick break, but will you stay on with us? Because I love where you're going with this. I want to talk about your gut care program and,
sure.
And kind of dig deeper into that. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, perfect. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away a hair makeover, and that is actually by me. I'm a hair therapist right out here in Westlake. I'd love to invite you to my salon and make you feel good, look good, and do good. That's what I feel like. It always goes hand in hand. And also, I'd love to give some Rubicon tickets away, and right now they're playing Sea Rock City, and that's all the way up until February 14th, and so I would love to get that in your hands. So with that, call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday morning from 6 till 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And of course, all of our shows are completely different. I have guests from all over and a lot of local guests here, but we talk about really the brighter side of life in everything that we do. I do want to invite you to our Facebook and also to listen to our podcast. And all you do have to do is go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to give something away right now. How about a Pete's Breakfast House? Call in right now. Also, I'm going to do a Harlem Globetrotters. And that number here to call in to win any of these things is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We're talking right now to Dr. Vincent Pedre, and we're talking about his book, Happy Gut, and it's really a cleansing program to help you lose weight, gain energy, and eliminate pain. And we were talking about some of the programs that you have, and you have actually have a gut care program. Tell us a little bit about that.
So that's basically the foundation for my gut healing program. And I love calling it gut care because it's really about caring for self. And a lot of people, they really spend a lot of energy caring about everybody else but themselves.
That's so true.
Yeah, just bringing the focus back to self. And I see that a lot in my patients who suffer from gut issues. But then each part of the word care, it's an acronym, so each letter stands for a part of the system. So C is for cleanse, A is for activate, R is for restore, and E is for enhance.
Wow.
And each of those has whole detailed description of what you're doing. Cleansing, as you might think, is about taking out the bad foods, putting in the good foods, but also thinking about cleansing. You know, I talk about greening your kitchen, so making your kitchen friendly, non-toxic, getting rid of the toxic utensils and cooking surfaces, and getting green cookware that is not environmentally toxic to you when you're cooking food on it, and also drinking clean water and the importance of that.
Right.
And then the activate is about kind of reactivating the digestive system, so a lot of people who have these issues have deficiencies in their ability to produce enzymes to break down carbohydrates, fats, and protein.
Now,
so,
I want to interrupt you because I know that you're a big proponent of probiotics, correct?
Yeah.
Can you ever take too many or too much?
So that's part of the R, which is restore. So
okay.
Restoring the good bacteria to the gut. So you have to think in terms of numbers. There's an estimated 100 trillion bacteria in our gut. So if you're taking a probiotic that is 1 billion CFU, which is the strength unit, so it tells you how many bacteria are in the capsule, 1 billion out of 100 trillion, that's not a lot,
okay,
really, even though it sounds like a lot. So even 100 billion. Now, what can happen is if you haven't been taking a probiotic and suddenly you start taking a probiotic that is very potent, it might actually make you feel bloated. It might be too many bacteria all at once. So sometimes you have to build up to that.
Okay.
And some people have a condition where they might have overgrowth of a certain type of bacteria in the small intestine. And if you take a probiotic when you have that, it might actually make your symptoms worse than better. And that's a clue. So if you start taking a probiotic and you were bloated, but now you feel even more bloated, you have to think, well, maybe I have something else underlying and the probiotic is just augmenting that.
Oh, and should everybody take probiotics?
I would say anybody who has any sort of gut issues should take a probiotic. There's really great research with certain probiotic strains that are called bifido with improving gut motility. So women who suffer from constipation, the right probiotic can often help keep you regular.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, people with any sort of immune condition with asthma, allergies. There's a lot of research showing that probiotics can help improve those conditions and even reduce the frequency of infections like sinus infections. So even in children, they've seen probiotics help with this. Obviously, there's also other ways to get the good bacteria, so you can get them through food. So through cultured foods or fermented vegetables or fermented beverages like kombucha.
So
I think you kind of have to do a sprinkling of everything.
Okay, I like
the
way you think.
The way to maintain a good healthy gut.
Now, if you've heard, or if somebody told me you need to cleanse your liver, is that what's your thought on that?
Well, sometimes the liver gets bogged down with it's our main organ of detoxification. I'd say aside from the digestive system and the kidneys, mm-hmm. the liver is what processes all the substances that are coming into your body, including any medications. That's why you have to dose a medication if you're taking it every so hours or once a day, because your body is taking the active medication and metabolizing it and then pushing it out. You know, and a lot of that work happens in the liver. And if the liver doesn't have all the right types of nutrients to do the reactions that are required for this, there's a phase one and phase two step. The first step can actually make it the substance into something that is more toxic to you. So you need that second step, and that second step requires amino acids. And if you're not getting enough amino acids, so even when you're cleansing, you have to be careful, like the people doing a juice cleanse. They need to think about, you know, if you're going to do a juice cleanse for more than 3 days, you need amino acids to assist your liver in doing part of the cleansing process for you.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, so thinking about, I guess when the liver is the organ of detoxification. So if you asked about detoxing the liver, the way I think of it is, well, how can we optimize? How can we help the liver through nutrients that will help the body detoxify? So like green tea, broccoli, lots of vegetables, the amino acids, the sulfur groups, so like in garlic, all that is going to help the liver detoxify.
Okay. And, you know, green tea, there's a lot of different kinds of green tea, correct?
Yes.
Is there any that you would recommend?
So one thing that I've seen is, you have to be careful about where the tea is being sourced. And if it's not organic, it's possible that it might be contaminated from the soil with heavy metal.
Mm.
So that's definitely, or even just from the environment, from where it's grown.
Okay.
So I personally like to drink an organic green tea.
Okay.
And there's also something called matcha, which is the dried up green tea leaves that are then stone ground into a powder. And that actually is higher in antioxidants than just the regular green tea steeped in a tea bag. So sometimes I like to drink that, or you can even add that into a smoothie. Since it's a powder, it's very easy to add into a smoothie. That has a little more caffeine than regular green tea.
The matcha?
Yeah, matcha. So it can be very, you know, activating, but not... It's somewhere in between green tea and coffee. Coffee has more caffeine than either of them.
Okay. So I love your book. I really do. I mean, I just want to share this with our listeners because I think everybody should get one of these. You know, you go through your before and after questions, happy gut pre-programmed symptoms, you know, let's just see your eyes, your ears, your nose, your head, you know, your gut. Are you, you know, vomiting, are you bloated, all those different things. You know, then you have your skin, and just, you go through all of them. After you do this, then where do you go? I mean, is sugar your trigger? Is there a way to really identify what's going on with you?
Yeah, so in the book, I put the same questionnaire pre-program, and then you do it after the program, to see, okay, what improved and what shifted for me? Because sometimes what I find with people is as they get better, they start to forget how bad they used to feel.
Yes.
So that's why I like them to document with that point system how bad, how frequent the symptoms are before you do the program. Then you do the program, you do the Happy Gut diet and the gut care program, and you record it again. And at that point, you can figure out, you know, are you feeling so much better that do you want to reintroduce foods that you took out? I mean, you can test one food at a time, and I have a whole chapter describing the order in which to test foods. And the idea behind that is that by the end of the 28 days, you've created a blank slate. And on that, you can start to test and see, well, if I have wheat, if I have a plate of pasta, how do I feel? Do I not feel so great? Do I feel mentally foggy? Do I get achy in my joints? Do my sinuses swell up? And all these things, you have to really pay attention to your body. These are things that are clues that this food is causing inflammation when you eat it. And then you have to make a choice. So maybe you'll take the food out and you'll primarily not have from that food group. And maybe once in a while you allow a cheat, understanding what type of reaction you may have when you have it. But I think a lot of people now, I was just at a dinner with my friend who's the owner of a restaurant in the Upper West Side here in Manhattan. And we were talking about a shift in the way people are consuming food. And I think the shift is, how do you feel when you eat this?
Wow.
And so then you're choosing, so this is the way I eat, is I eat according to, okay, I want to feel mentally sharp, energetic, so this is the type of lunch I'm going to eat while I'm at work taking care of patients, because I know that's going to help keep me exactly where I need to be to take care of all my patients.
Very interesting. Very interesting. You know what? I would love to have you back. I think this is so informative. And not only that, I think it's so important. Where do we find your book?
So you can find it at all the major retailers. And you can also learn more about my cleanse, about me, if you go to the website happygutlife.com.
Great. And is your book on digital?
It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. All the major retailers.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here. I hope that you share our show with everyone. And I'm going to try this. I'm going to try your cleansing program. And I'm going to have you back and talk about it. Again,
awesome.
Dr. Vincent Pedre, thank you so much.
I wish I could come to your salon and then we talk about it.
Would love that. Tell me when you're going to be out here. That's perfect. So I think it would be great to have a seminar and have everybody come there. So that would be very cool. Let me know when you're out here.
I will.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Alex, and we're going to be talking about chaos to clarity, getting unstuck and creating a life you love. Would that be amazing for all of us? We are our own producers. Why are we not living this great life that we want? We're all working hard for it, and we need to do that. I'd love to start off with giving a gift certificate away, and I've got Veggie Grill gift certificates, and that's really a healthy choice from your mindfulness menu. Also, we've got Rubio Fresh Mexican Grill, and I'd love to get those out to somebody. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Gold. Gould & Son, and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And I love that you are tuned in here. I'm so excited to when I talk to all of our guests out there and listeners. And I just want to be able to get to know who's listening and know that we're making a big difference in your life and that we have an impact. So again, for anybody that's just waking up with us right now, we've been here since 6 o'clock. You can tune into our earlier show. That's completely different guests. And if you missed it, you can always go to our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. You can put a little note there. You can subscribe for it and then rate it. Also, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give something away right now, and I've got, how about a gift of lingerie, and we've got Kate and Lace certificates on hand right now, and I'd love to give those away to you. Also, let's see, we've got the Harlem Globetrotters, and they are celebrating their 90th year, so I'd love to get those out to somebody. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, our next guest, Alex Brady, and we're going to be talking about chaos to clarity, really just getting unstuck and creating the life you love. And Alex, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's great to be here, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
It is.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. And when did you decide and why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I decided to write it because so many of us get stuck at some point in our lives, you know, and I hear it all the time from my coaching clients when I'm out talking with groups. So many people find themselves with these feelings of frustration and anxiety about where their life is headed, and they just don't know how to change it. And since I've also felt those feelings, and I've been in that stuck place, and I've been on that journey where I got unstuck, I wanted to write a book that addresses the issue head on and essentially provides a roadmap for how do you get unstuck and take back control so you can once again get your life moving in the direction that you want.
So when you say getting stuck, right, I mean, what do you think of stuck?
That's such a great question. And I think most people, they already kind of know they're stuck, but sometimes the symptoms can show up in different ways, right? So just to give you some examples, on the most basic sense, if your life isn't moving in the direction you want it to, and you're not sure how to change that, you are essentially stuck. Or if you're living Einstein's definition of insanity, right, you're doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, you're stuck. You're kind of in the hamster wheel stuck mode there.
Okay, I know. Okay, that hamster wheel. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, if you just have these persistent feelings, and I don't mean, you know, you have them one day and it's just an off day, but I mean really like persistent over time feelings of frustration or anxiety. Maybe you're feeling burned out or stressed or overwhelmed all the time. Or you just simply know there's got to be more to life than what you're currently experiencing. Chances are you are stuck.
So when you say stuck, okay, I think of somebody that maybe is in a really good job. They're making lots of money, but yet at the same time, they're like, this is not fun anymore. This is not feeling like I have a purpose. Is that somebody that would be reading your book?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that you just sort of described me in a nutshell, sort of the journey that I was on.
Okay.
I had this, from the outside, it looked like I had it all going on, right? I had the big job, I had, the title, the money, all that stuff. And by that conventional meaning of the word success, I was successful, right? But over time, that work became much less meaningful to me. It just became unfulfilling. And it was combined with working incredibly long hours, being on the road all the time and away from my family. And it got to the point where I really had to step back and say, why are you spending so much time and energy doing something that you don't enjoy anymore? And yes, the money is great, but at the end of the day, money alone is rarely a long-term motivator for anyone. And I know, you know, if you have listeners out there who feel like, well, I'm not earning enough and it sure is motivation for me, I get it. Money is a motivator, but it's a motivator to a certain extent. At the end
I totally agree. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. We need something more, right? There's got to be more, too. We have to feel like we're doing something that matters to us. We're making an impact. We're doing something that brings us fulfillment, whatever that is for you. And yes, money, of course, is important, but on its own, over time, it's not enough.
Right. I mean, you have to feel like, one, you're making a difference in your life as well as others, correct?
Yes. I mean, that's the thing, right? You know, it's such an overused cliche, but it's so true. Life is too short, right? So if you're in a spot that you're just not enjoying, how long are you going to stay there, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you want to enjoy your life. That's what we're here for. We're meant to have a joyful life. We're meant to be free to choose. We're meant to actually find that happiness. And you don't have to just sort of suck it up and get on with it. I mean, certainly there are periods in your life where you may feel like that. I've had those too. But ultimately, you want to move past that. You want to get to a place where you feel like you are having that. Like as you said, you're having an impact on your own life, right? You're bringing joy and meaning to you. And in the process of doing that, you are probably serving others in a great way, too.
Right. So, again, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us and starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Alex Braddy. We're talking about chaos to clarity, really getting unstuck and creating a life you love. How did you do it? What was your, how did you make that transition?
Well, it really did get to the point for me, like I said, where, I sort of looked at my life and I said, do I want to be doing this in 10 years? And I looked at people also in my organization, right, that were sort of, more senior than me, older than me. I was a partner, but obviously everybody's at different stages of being a partner, right? And I sort of looked at it and said, I don't want to be doing this 10 years from now. I just don't want to have this life. And in fact, the thought of it made me just want to get into the fetal position.
So, yeah, I always go, okay, I just want to get into bed right this minute and put the covers over my head, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's not who I am, right? I mean, I don't hide. I don't, shy away from things. So for me to feel that way, I knew that something was very, very wrong. And so I knew that I had to do something. And of course, that means you make the change, right? There's no one else can make this change.
Right. How supportive, I know you're married, right? How supportive was your husband?
Well, I'm very blessed that way. He was incredibly supportive. And in fact, he was the one that, wanted me to make changes sooner than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And often that happens, right? People on the outside, even if they're close to you, but I mean, other than yourself, like the people around you can often very see clearly what you cannot yet see. And I wasn't ready to see it yet, right? I wasn't ready to sort of fully confront this issue of if I don't do this, what am I going to do? Because, I mean, I'd spent a long time building this career. It was 15 years. I was at the top of my field. And I'd been in it so long that what else did I do with my life, right? If I actually did change my career, what would that look like? And that can be really scary looking into the abyss of that. But my husband was incredibly supportive. And
so walk us through the steps, Alex, that you took and that you talk about in your books, because, I'm sure we've got listeners out there that are thinking about, how do I get off of this wheel? We do need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? And I'd love to get some of your feedback on that.
Oh, of course. No problem.
Great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away as we go out of here. And, of course, we've got Rubicon tickets, Sea Rock City, that's playing all the way to February 14th. I saw it. It's a sequel to The Last Train to Nybrock. It's amazing. There's such I'm telling you, Lily and Eric are amazing in it, and I'd love to get tickets out to you for that. Also, I've got, how about some flowers? And we've got flowers from a secret garden in Ventura, so I'd love to get those to you. Call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I would love to share a gift certificate right now for a dozen donuts. If you guys haven't experienced the Rolling Pin over in Camarillo, I'm telling you, oh my God, they're the best. I have to tell you, I've kind of shown everybody their donuts over there. And the line is out the door. It speaks for itself, and they're all freshly made right there. So I'd love to share those with somebody right now. Call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking right now with Alex Brady. Did you get teased for that name, Brady?
Oh, of course.
I know. Is that your husband's name or your name?
No one ever forgets it.
I know, that's true. Anyways, we're talking about your book, Chaos to Clarity, and really getting unstuck and creating a life you love. So what are we going to find in your book? And you know, somebody's saying, okay, I want to make a change. This is the beginning of the year. What can I do to really just kind of fall in love with my life all over again?
Yeah, so there's some key steps in there that you're going to find, and it really is a step-by-step guide to getting unstuck and creating a life you love. So just to give you a sense of some of the steps. So the first one is really understanding what's keeping you stuck, right? It's not always what it appears. You know, sometimes we think on the surface that something's going on, but when you actually start to, as I say, peel back the onion, there's a lot more going on there. And when you do peel back that onion, I mean, there's three key things that you really have to get in place before you can truly start to move forward and think about, you know, the future and what life looks like. So the first one is taking complete control back. And what I mean by that is recognizing that you do create your life. Even if it's not the way it looks right now, you know, a lot of us sort of hear that and say, well, what do you mean? I didn't create this. I mean, I don't even like it. But actually, you did. We do create our lives. And once you get your head wrapped around that, it's actually incredibly empowering because you're able to say, okay, well, from this point forward, I'm going to create deliberately instead of by default, which I might have been doing before, or say on autopilot as well. So that's number one, is really recognizing that you have all the answers. You create the life that, you know, that you're having, that you can in the future create what you want. Number two is looking at those limiting beliefs that we may be carrying around with us. We all have them. Often they get programmed in at a very early age. And so the book walks you through how to identify those, where they came from, how to release them, and then, of course, super important, new liberating beliefs, putting those in place so that you can actually position yourself to move forward, so that you're aligning those conscious thoughts of, you know, I want to make more money, I want to get a different job, I want to do something fulfilling, whatever your goal is, you're aligning those conscious ideas and goals with what's going on in your subconscious so that you're not self-sabotaging yourself or holding yourself back because you've got some kind of limiting belief going on underneath it all.
Hmm.
And the third key step, which is really another piece of that sort of inner work, is recognizing when that negative chatter comes in, you know, because we all have it, right? So when you're about to make a new move or you want to do something different, in comes that voice in your head saying, you know, I can't do this. Don't be ridiculous.
That negative talk. Crazy. Yep.
Exactly. That negative self-talk. And so being able to, and there's a whole chapter on this, you know, recognizing that for what it is, that it's not real. And what you do with it, right? Because it never goes away. No matter how much personal development work you do, you're always going to have that voice. So the key to it is how to respond. And so it walks you through how to quiet that voice, how to kind of put it off to the side, and then tap into the other voice that we all have this inside of us, and some people will call it their true self or their higher self, their divine self, but that's where all the great answers are. That's the part of you that knows what's best for your higher well-being. And so it's tapping into that voice, which is often a lot quieter than that negative self-chatter, and really listening for the answers, because you do have them within you. And so those are sort of the three foundational steps. And from there, once you sort of bring those all into alignment, then the steps become about sort of releasing the past, releasing the negative, stepping into the possibilities, right? Opening up to the positive, opening up to the possibilities. And then looking at, you know, getting real clarity about what you do and don't want in different parts of your life so that you can then start to put an action plan in place, right? Because ultimately, we do all this inner work, but we have to take action as well, right? We have to take that outward action and take steps to move towards.
That's like we need to make that jump.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, that sounds really good. So let me ask you a question. Okay. How long did it take you after you started to do, you know, these 1, 2, and 3s?
How long did it take? Yeah, it takes a while, right? Because you can't just sort of reprogram stuff overnight, right? So for me, I mean, it's a journey. I'm still reprogramming. I don't think that we ever stop because, you know, the more you uncover, and the more you sort of reprogram, the more there is. You know, you just keep on doing it. But the key is essentially getting that self-awareness. And that piece can come pretty quickly, right? I mean, that's really the thing that allows you to do all these other pieces is getting that self-awareness and really recognizing that you're creating whatever it is. So that very first step of sort of owning that I'm creating whatever is showing up in my life, I'm attracting that to me or it, through my choices and decisions, I'm creating this situation. That was a fairly fast step. I mean, I have to tell you, I recoiled first when I heard that because it really is a bitter pill to swallow.
Right. You're like, hey, wait a minute. How am I doing all this? Right. But it
exactly.
is so true. Yeah. I get that. My question to you is where, you know, if you're trying to get off that wheel, there's a lot of things that you kind of need to be able to walk into your own goodness, I guess you would say, and trust is going to be a big thing. You know, did you do meditation? Did you do yoga? Is any of those part of what you did?
Yes, I did start meditation. And I have to tell you, I was the biggest skeptic about meditation beforehand. You know, I thought it was like a bunch of hippies just sitting around doing nothing, right?
Yeah.
And how far that is from the truth. You know, I mean, this is the thing. It pays to be open-minded as you start on this journey. It pays off to try different things. And some things will work for you, some things won't. For me, meditation was great because I did discover that it was a way to quiet my mind. Mm-hmm. It was a way to tap into that inner voice that I mentioned earlier, that inner voice that actually has your best self there, right? That it knows what's best for you. That is the piece you can trust. You know, it knows that you may be sort of about to step outside of your comfort zone, but it's okay. It's okay you have this, right? And so meditation allows you to get into that quiet, still space where you can actually ask and hear the answers to those questions. It also helps really clear your mind so that day-to-day clutter, you know, we go through our days and sometimes it's just like, it seems like we're just lurching from one thing to the next and putting out fires. Even if you just meditate for literally 5-10 minutes in the day, it can really help quiet all that crazy hustle bustle around you and just give yourself some mental space.
You know, in your book, it talks about it's your turn. Take a moment and think about some of the beliefs or programs that you might have picked up as a child. So a lot of things we inherit, you know, of what our parents thought of us or what they thought we should do or what they thought we shouldn't do. What's your thought on that?
Absolutely. You know, and this is the thing. I mean, a lot of this stuff gets programmed in when we're kids. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody's to blame here, right? Your parents had their beliefs. They did the best they could. And as a child, that was your job to just absorb like a sponge. So there's no blame here. There's no wrong here. But the point is that you're now an adult. And so you can look at that and say, okay, wow, you know, I really am operating from a place of acting on those beliefs or those, you know, expectations that I think my family has of me that I've been carrying around for years. And are those really what I want or what I believe? Very often they're not. And so as an adult, you can step back and say, okay, that may be their belief. Maybe I picked it up when I was younger. But is it really serving me anymore? No. Okay,
right.
If it's not serving me anymore, am I ready to release it? Am I ready to take on my own set of beliefs, my own set of guiding principles for my life? Because let's face it, it is your life. You're not living their life. You might be right now, but it is your life, and you get to live your life. And so it really is about taking back that ownership.
Well, and I'm looking at your book, Alex, and it's really a work, kind of a working book. You can write it in it. You kind of ask yourself questions. Where do we find your book?
Yes, thank you. It's on Amazon, and From Chaos to Clarity, Getting Unstuck and Creating a Life You Love is the full title. And it's on Amazon in any which way you like it, Kindle, paperback, and audio.
Okay, great. I'd love you to send it to me in Kindle, and I'd love to share this with everybody. I hope you share our show with everybody, and thank you so much for being a guest here.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's my pleasure.
You got it. All right, we are at the end of our show, and I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. It's our recovery. It's the brighter side of recovery, focusing on couples and families in crisis. And, of course, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. And that's just really the way life is. So turn your face towards the sun and the shadows fall behind you. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Remember our phone number here, 805-419-0008. And we'll talk to you later. Have a really great rest of your weekend.